Ali Hando live in studio on 91.3 WYSO. She's live on stage tonight at SRS Studios in downtown Dayton. That's on the corner of High and McLean Street in the Big Red Church. And Paige Beller's opening up for you.
That's right.
Do you have you had a chance to hear her live before?
No, I've heard she's totally punk rock, though.
She is punk rock, and she's amazing.
That's what I've heard. I'm so excited.
Just the voice of an angel in this punk rock package. It's just absolutely fabulous.
Awesome.
One of the shining stars of the Dayton music scene, so it's going to be quite an evening. A couple powerful ladies on stage at SRS Studios tonight, and it's worth noting that one of your first influences was Carole King.
Yeah.
Amazing woman, and you sort of fell into her Tapestry era.
Yes, that I wore that record out and actually named my first cat Carole when I was like seven. So.
Wow, so early on you came to Carole King.
Yeah.
But then you ended up hearing a little bit of Zeppelin.
A lot of Zeppelin. A whole lot of Zeppelin.
And you're like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
And so you kind of combined the two of those.
Yeah, eventually, you know, and when I started writing songs, I mean, Zeppelin was still pretty early. I was about 12 or 13, and that's when I decided, I'm not so into the piano lessons. I really want to pick up the guitar because I just thought it was so much cooler, you know. But later on, I got into people like Ani DiFranco, you know, again, another real, powerful
strong,
woman.
Strong, powerful woman. Yeah. No doubt about it. And so you took that appreciation for what was a very male-dominated rock scene and sort of realized, I guess sometimes you have to use a little bit of elbow to get in there. Not hard.
Yeah.
We're not bruising any ribs here, but the idea that sort of women have to just, power on and power through. You wrote a book along those lines. Tell us about Guitar for Girls.
Yeah, Guitar for Girls is a book that Hal Leonard published, and it's out in all the music stores. And it's interesting because they called me and they said, we have a title. We want to put out a book for girls to learn guitar. And, I never was somebody to think, we should do, make a different guitar for girls to play or have a different book for girls to learn. But they were going to do that book. And they were asking me if I would write it. And I was like, well, if they're going to do it, I might as well be the one to write it and put in as many empowering messages, both musically, but also like psychological advice that I wished I'd had when I was 12. I mean, there was so much, I was so not confident in myself and so afraid to show the world that I was not perfect, that I just didn't follow my dreams for many years, and even when I did follow them, I was like, oh, I just suck. I'm just not no good. So I better just not do this. And, I really wanted to put the message out there that you don't have to be perfect to be amazing and inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
And that, so the book is kind of filled with that, as well as songs from some of my favorite artists like Ani DiFranco and all kinds of powerful,
it's a really good
women.
Collection. And sort of like it's a guitar 101 and, check that beautiful point of light on the horizon, and that's, for all of us.
Yeah.
For all of us. We're in studio with Ali Handel, and you can find out more about Ali at her website, alihandel.com. And that's, there's only, all the vowels are A's except for the one I in Ali, Alihandal. Ali Handel, that's Alihandal.com. For more information, you can probably find links to tonight's performance among other things.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, on the
tour page, and how to get your eyes on this book that she's written. Also, at AliHandelMusic.com, there's access to a couple of free downloads there. That's Alihandal, AliHandelMusic.com. Again, you're on stage tonight with Paige Beller in beautiful downtown Gem City. Will you play us another?
Yeah, sure. I think I will tune up for this one. This is another one off the most recent record, which is That's What She Said.
Which I'm holding here in my hands.
No,
great title.
It's funny because some people are like, oh, I really like that record. That's What She Said. I'm like, no, it's That's What She Said.
Emphasis on the
Come
she.
Come on, you guys. It's supposed to be kind of fun.
And it is.
We can laugh. I mean, that's the thing. A lot of women are afraid to identify as feminists, I think, because throughout so many years, people have categorized feminists as not being able to laugh or not being able to take a joke or being fun.
Completely,
and
like,
angry
hard.
All the time.
Yeah, no.
And it's... No, it doesn't have to be like that. It can be fun to be a feminist.
It is.
It's super fun. I wrote this song for myself and for anybody else who's got perfectionistic tendencies. You know, I call myself a recovering, you know, I'm not an addict, but I'm a recovering perfectionist. And that's addictive thinking, which is, you know, can be pretty harmful overall if you're constantly telling yourself, you know, how bad you are, or just that you're just not good enough.
Thinking about what's wrong instead of thinking about what's right.
Absolutely. And comparing yourself to other people and always coming up short and always comparing yourself to everybody who's further down the line where you want to be, rather than, you know, the reality usually is that, you know, there's always going to be somebody who's further along and somebody who's back behind you. But, you know, those of us who have these kind of negative ways of thinking naturally, we need a little help getting out of that and to see, you know what? It's okay. You're enough. So I wrote this for myself and for anybody else who has those feelings. I should have quit before I started. If I followed all the rules, but if I choose my own adventure, I just one of many fools. What if I let it be? What if I make believe? What if I am enough for me? I'm enough for me. When there's no room for imperfection, guaranteed to be let down. But if I dare, if I dare, if I dare to show my weakness, well, I'll reveal myself a clown. What if I let it be? What if I make believe? What if I am enough for me? What if I let it go?
Allie Handel live on Excursions on 91.3 WYSO. That's another one from her most recent album. That's What She Said. Allie Handel with all A's except for the I in Allie, AlieHandal.com. For more information, add the word music before the .com and you can get a download out of that as well. Do you mind if I ask how tall you are?
I like to say I'm 5'4", but I'm absolutely not. I'm more like 5'2" and like... half.
And this gorgeous guitar you're playing is like 5'4".
Yeah. Her name is Bella because she's so pretty.
It's a gorgeous guitar, big full sound coming out of that. Tell me about how this guitar called your name and you chose it off the wall at the store.
Yeah, well, you know, I went into Norm's in Los Angeles and they have got so many amazing, you know, previously loved guitars, and this is one of them.
That term.
She's a 1997 And she's an SJ200, so it's a little bigger than just a J200.
And it's a Gibson.
And it's Gibson, yes, that's right. And apparently, when I bought it, and I don't think they were trying to sell it to me this way, because it's not quite glamorous enough of a history to be a selling point, but it's kind of interesting. She was on tour with Pete Townsend, not as his guitar, but as someone who played for him.
But it might have been in the same room as Pete Townsend.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, in the same room, right.
He might have
spit
kind of
on
stuff.
Her. I don't know. You know, he might have breathed on her.
It's like the possessions, like because someone used to own them or something, you feel that there's a little piece of that.
Yeah.
That's person's soul imbued into the object. So, well, now I feel that I'm officially 2 degrees of separation from
Pete Townsend.
Oh, you
are. You absolutely are. Yeah. I need to start windmilling a little bit more.
Right.
I need to practice my windmills.
Well, on the cover art for your album, that's what she said. It's an electric guitar. It's a Tele there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's beautiful. And actually, it's not my Tele. What I sometimes do, people think I have this huge collection of amazing guitars. And I mean, I do have a pretty big collection of guitars, but sometimes for photo shoots, I will borrow guitars either from friends. I mean, for my record, I have this gorgeous Dobro that I used all over the record, but it wasn't mine. I have a friend who has more guitars than anyone I know.
Who obviously has a generosity to let people.
Very generous. Yeah, in fact, I recorded all my guitars on my third record at his studio. Mm. But he let me borrow this Dobro for the whole time I was recording, and I used it, and then I used it in a photo shoot, and everyone's like, oh, I love your Dobro. I'm like, thanks.
Thank you.
I really need to get one since I play, but yeah. So,
nice.
Yeah, but I love electric guitar. You know, people are always asking me, when are you going to tour with your band? And I'm like, you know, as soon as I get that massive corporate sponsorship, I will absolutely tour with the full rock band and the Marshall stacks and everything.
But you're playing solo this evening.
Yes,
I had the great fortune
tonight.
To hear your show last time you were through SRS Studios. Again, that's on the corner of High and McLean Street. Just east of the Oregon District. It's called St. Anne's Hill, the big red sandstone church there, which is a really cool listening room.
It is the whole place is amazing. I mean, Jim and Ellen, who have graciously opened their home to just everyone who wants to come to the show. It's pretty pretty amazing and brave. And they have this amazing collection of rock and roll, just all kinds of
memorabilia.
Antiques and memorabilia. And you go in, you know, I have to confess, okay, Jim's going to be hearing this on the air.
Let's see, it's not here.
So last time when I played there, I went in the bathroom and there's so many cool rock and roll posters on there. I took pictures in the bathroom. I'm like, this is too cool. I have to take some pictures. So you go there and you just feel like you're just a part of this, you know, this amazing history of rock and roll,
because you're surrounded by, again, like the objects that were places with people. And there's just so much there, and it is absolute lovely room to sort of commune in music. And Ellie will be on stage tonight. What time do you know what time does the show start? I should have looked that, you know what,
I should have looked that up too.
I'll look it up.
It's on my website.
Go to elliehandel.com. Again, all A's except for the I in Ellie, Ellie Handel.com, and all that information is there. Or you can look up SRS Studios on Facebook, and it'll show the time there as well. But we'll get that for you. Meanwhile, will you play us one more?
Sure. I think I will do, I was trying to debate. I think I'll do another one from the new record. It's a song I co-wrote in Nashville with a Nashville cat.
Nashville Cat.
His name is Phil Madeira, and he's played with Emmylou Harris for a long time. And he's an amazing songwriter. And usually when I co-write, it's more of a casual thing. But this, someone else had, it was kind of like a blind date. Someone had hooked us up.
It's like, you guys should work together.
You should, you know, if you're going to be in Nashville, you should definitely hook up with this guy. He's really talented. So I went over to his house, and he was a little bit older than me. And he was home, and we had, you know, basically 3 hours. And I came in, you know, with an idea and a title. And
wow, 3 hours.
And usually I take a, you know, for the first idea, you know, sometimes it's fast, sometimes it's not fast. But when I'm co-writing, usually we have a few sessions and we're hanging out, we're talking. We just basically, we talked a little bit about ourselves, but then mostly just about the song and what did we want to say. And he had his computer out and I had my guitar out, and he's just typing. And by the time I left, he's like, oh, you know, it's 2:30. I got to pick up my daughter at soccer. I'm like, okay. And, you know, he handed me, you know, I think he might have emailed me the file with these lyrics. And I was like, wow, in 3 hours. And then, of course, I messed with the music for a while after that because, you know, I'm a perfectionist and all that.
Right.
But it was a really great experience. And it was something I was really nervous and scared about doing. And it was just another example of like, God, you got to step into that scary stuff and like maybe not just writing with people that you know and your friends and opening yourself up to that, you know, scary, what is he going to think of me? I'm not playing with Emmylou Harris. I'm not there yet, you know.
I think there's something else that I don't know if it's just a female thing, but I've shared this experience with other women that I've known that it's sort of like you feel like a charlatan, like that you are a pretender to whatever this is. When I was gigging, I felt like someone was just going to stand up at some point and just go, oh, hey, it's just Nikki.
It's just me.
For heaven's sake, we thought it was just Nikki.
I think a lot of people have that. And I've heard, you know, living in L.A., you know, I know a lot of people who know a lot of pretty major household names. And I've heard that even at the very top level, men and women feel like that. That
isn't
imposter
that
syndrome. There's
imposter
actually a name
syndrome.
For it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it definitely, you know, for me, I think I struggle more with just that feeling of like, oh my God, am I up to it? Am I good enough? Am I, you know, and like, but if I just then try to remember if my 15-year-old self could see me now, like, holy crap, I'm out here living my dreams. And it's not easy and it's not always fun, but it's the moments of like doing those scariest things. Like I would never be doing this if I hadn't risked so much humiliation and just being afraid, you know, and walking through that. And I think that's going to be the next song I write. It's just something I've always wanted to write, something about just being brave, you know, because that's how you get to really where you want to go. And that's how you change your life, I think.
If you really sort of peer in at what you're afraid of, sometimes it's hard to even describe, but
yes.
No one's going to die. No one's going to even bleed.
Absolutely.
If you make this brave step. But right on. Ellie Handel, live on Excursions.
All right.
A big old silver spoon, sugar daddy, who would buy you the moon? Well, you're always talking about those dreams you're gonna chase. If it weren't so inconvenient, you'd get back in that race. Well, forget regret, let's see what you can do. It's not too late for you to follow. Cocktail in your hand, a hanky full of teardrops, 'cause you wish you had a man. Well, lose your illusions about how it's supposed to be. No real man could live up to your Prince Charming fantasy. Well, forget fate, what if it's up to you? Oh, it's not too late to try something new. You never know what life's life, but you want to get most places, you gotta learn how to drive. So open up that sunroof, baby, roll those windows down, let the wind blow through your hair, honey, turn your life.
Handle live on Excursions. She's live on stage at SRS Studios. That's at 70 High Street, the corner of High and McLean in the St. Anne's Hill District of Dayton, Ohio. Show gets underway at 8 o'clock this evening, thanks to Evan, my internship.
Evan.
He was like, yeah, there it is. And Paige Beller, a fabulous local singer-songwriter, will open the show. And our guest today, Ellie Handel, headlining that. That's elliehandel.com. Or if you'd like to get have access to a download or two, you can put in elliehandelmusic.com. Ellie's name spelled with all A's except for the I in Ellie. A-L-I-H-A-N-D-A-L. And we'll put links to all that up on our Why So Facebook page as well. Ellie, thank you for giving us a little treat.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Nikki.
The one last thing I guess I want to say, and you can see it tonight and hear it for yourself, but this this whacking that you do.
Oh, yeah.
This whacking. Do you have, you're using your wedding ring to do that.
Oh, no, I'm trying not to use my wedding ring. Actually, I've lost a diamond in my wedding ring. Actually, but I don't think it was from that.
Did it go flying out somewhere?
I did lose it at a gig, but I never thought it could have been that way. I noticed it after a show, but maybe I did do it that way. But no, I'm actually using my right hand most. I used to use my left hand more, but actually, my last guitar, when I was using my left hand where my ring is, to whack the neck, actually I noticed that my neck started getting really damaged and pockmarked, and so I didn't want to do that to Bella. But I do have this scratch plate that's over
like
the
a
top
double
of the guitar. Yeah, it's over the top of the guitar, and I can scratch on it. And so sometimes I use my pick, sometimes I use my nails. It's just a different sound.
So it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So you get not just the melodic aspect, but some percussion
but,
as well.
I'm hitting
I thought you
shoulder.
Were whacking it with your ring.
I try not to, and that would be even louder. Yeah, you can, but that really damages the wood. I mean, not that this guitar is unscathed.
Unscathed,
but I like that.
It's still beautiful.
Oh, thanks.
Ellie Handel, a delight. We'll see you there tonight. Show gets underway at 8 o'clock with Paige Beller, elliehandel.com or elliehandelmusic.com can be a connection for you. I'm going to play this tune. It's actually a poem, famous poem set to music. It's called Desiderata, and it's sort of like a beautiful, comforting notion of our place in the universe. And one of them is that there will always be people better than you and always people behind. So just be happy in who you are. And I was thinking of that when you were playing. This is Desiderata. Thanks again, elliehandel.com. Thanks so much.
You are a child of the universe. No.